Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, and as always during this broadcast, the phone lines are open, and we welcome your calls right now to 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or if you're dealing with some difficult issue at home, on the job, wherever it happens to be, well, let us hear from you. We'd like to discuss it with you right now. Again, call 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob, and we'd certainly love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Andrew, welcome. Glad to have you again, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, great to be with you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about one of the claims that he made about himself, and we're going to spend all month talking about Jesus, and we also have a resource that we want to put in your hands, our listeners. It is a 30-day devotional called Jesus, a 30-day devotional. It's one of our Hear It, Believe It, Live It devotional series, and we want to put this in your hand. But I can think of no better way to start a new year than to take a fresh look at the person of Jesus Christ and some of the claims that he made about himself, what the apostles said about him in their writings. It is a study that will really just, I think, seek deep into your heart and your soul. And I think you're going to see all kinds of growth come out of this study on Jesus as you get to know him. That's what eternal life is knowing God the Father and knowing Jesus Christ the Son. And you'll be able to really grab hold of that eternal life and knowing Jesus Christ, not just knowing about him, not just knowing the facts, but knowing the very essence of who he is. And one of my favorite passages is in John chapter 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So Jesus Christ makes a claim about himself that sounds a little outlandish, in common language, but he's claiming to be the light of the world. And if we follow, we're never going to walk in darkness. Now, there's lots of implications to that, isn't there, Andrew?
Yeah, you know, you think about how Jesus turned the light on for you. Those of you out there listening right now, I'm sure you can think of three or five different things that Jesus really revealed to you. I mean, first, you saw that you had a core problem. You realized, you know, my problem is not just what I'm doing. There's a deeper problem. There's a place within me that can only be filled by the presence of Christ himself. And then you realized I've got to have some sort of a forgiveness for all the things that I've done. And Jesus is that forgiveness. He's the perfect sacrifice once for all for a lifetime of sins to be taken away forever. And then after we enter into this relationship with Christ, we start learning even deeper truths like our righteousness, that righteousness, rightness with God is a free gift, that he makes us off the charts righteous, that you can't get any more right with God than you are in this very moment. And so the light gets turned on. We start seeing. I mean, as Paul puts it, the veil is lifted in Christ. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing to be able to see clearly. And even as we move forward in the Christian life, the blinders come off as we get to know the grace of God. And we start realizing, you know, there's no secret fast track to growth. There's no methodology. It's just Jesus himself. And Colossians 2 says the growth comes from God. It's not human effort. It's not rule keeping. It's a growth from God himself. So, guys, I just love the many ways that Jesus is light to us and the way that he's turned the light on to these incredible spiritual truths.
Absolutely. And, you know, I talk a lot about this idea of the importance of relationships. You know, if you grew up and you had somebody that was a mentor and you got to know them and you started to see some of their habits become your habits, some of their ways become your ways, some of their idiosyncrasies becoming yours. And why? Because that relationship was rubbing off on you. And the same is true as far as our relationship with Christ is concerned. And in such a powerful way, Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. And when we receive him, we become children of light. I mean, that's the radical transformation that takes place within us because we're connected to the one who claimed to be the light of the world. Now, we're no longer in darkness. We'll never, ever be in darkness. We are in the light. We'll always be in the light. And we're in the light as children of light. How did that happen? We got connected to Jesus. And that's the good news. And man, he's like I said, there's so much about Jesus. You just start to get to know him and you really start to get to know yourself. Mm. You really get to see you in light of who he is. And that's where the transformation really takes place.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Ephesians 5 says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. That's exactly what we're talking about. How beautiful is that?
Yes, absolutely. Indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. The voice you've heard, Andrew Farley, Bob Christopher, and I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you're with us for this particular edition. We have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742. That number good in the U.S. and Canada. We'd love for you to fill up those lines right now. If you have something you'd like to discuss with us, a particular issue you're dealing with, a Bible passage you can't quite understand, a good opportunity to come right on into the studio at 844-322-2742. Friends, you know, there's a lot that is encompassed in the phrase, hear it, believe it, live it. It's what we're about here at Basic Gospel. No one will believe the gospel of Jesus Christ until they hear it. In the same way, no one can live in the good news of the gospel until they believe. So at Basic Gospel, our purpose is to help people hear, believe, and live every day in the safety and assurance of that good news of Jesus Christ who loved us and gave himself for us. And to say thank you for supporting Basic Gospel in the month of January, we want to send you a fresh look at Jesus Christ and what he has done for us through a new Hear, Believe It, Live It resource called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional. It's an opportunity to get to know Jesus in a much deeper way, and we want that for you. So when you make your gift to support Basic Gospel this month, we'll send you a copy of this new resource. Again, it's called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional, and that's to say thank you for your gift of support for Basic Gospel in January. As always, you can make your donation at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. That phone number, 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Had this call, guys, that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, you know, when you die, you know, he talks about being raised from the grave, coming up. I was just wondering about cremation. If you cremate yourself and you have no grave to come out of, what happens? Thank you.
Good question, isn't it, Andrew? Is there anything in the Word of God that says cremation is prohibited or... How is that all going to work out when God calls us out of those graves?
Yeah, you know, certainly we need to recognize that if our body is in a coffin for 7 years or our body is put in an oven for 7 minutes, either way, it's going to go back to dust. It can be a fast track or a slow track, but either way, God's going to do a miracle in transforming us into these heavenly creatures with the new resurrection body. And so, you know, we read about meeting the Lord in the air. First Thessalonians tells us that we're going to meet him in the air. There's going to be a literal physical rescue of all believers who are still on the earth at that time. We don't understand it all. There's going to be a bit of eternity entering, invading our world. People are already in heaven, but there's still some believers on earth. How does all that work? Well, I don't understand it all, but I do know that everything about this old earth is going to be destroyed. I mean, the scripture tells us destroyed by fire, and there's a new heaven and a new earth, and we get new resurrection bodies. So this is not a fixing up of the old. It is a giving of the new. So there are believers all over the planet who have geographic issues. They have economic issues. They can't be buried. They can't afford it. There's no place to be buried. Look, we are free in Jesus Christ. And don't worry 1 minute about that sort of detail. You do what you do. You do what you can in preparing for that event. But the big picture is absent from the body, present with the Lord, new resurrection body in Him. And guys, again, whether it's 7 minutes of incineration or 7 years of decay, we got to be looking forward to those spiritual eyes and that spiritual body that we're going to get when we see our Father face to face.
Yes, indeed. Well, hope that was helpful. We're going to go to New York and talk to Layla. Hi, Layla.
Hi.
Welcome. So good to hear from you again.
Yeah. Thank you. It's good to be back. Yeah. Happy Wednesday.
Well, happy Wednesday to you as well.
So my question is, recently, I've been, whenever I pray, especially because, like, me and my family, we pray into New Year's and after New Year's, and I was having trouble praying because I felt like I wasn't giving enough reverence to God because I felt like I kept asking for stuff, even though, like, I'm really grateful for all my blessings. And I had heard a song, I don't know where, but it was like that instead of, it was about a Christian, and he was talking about that he made a song, and it was, I don't know how to explain it, but it was talking about how even though we think that we need to give God, like, all these things, He just wants our love, but at the same time, I feel like I'm not giving enough reverence to Him when I pray.
Well, Layla, I really appreciate your call, and it's a great question, my friend. We love hearing from you. And, you know, I would say this first. You get to be real with your daddy father. You know, Philippians 4 says, don't be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition, present your requests to Him. So there's no rules in prayer. You don't need to feel guilty or worry about how you're talking to Him. He wants to hear from you and have you express yourself and be real with Him. So I wouldn't wake up and worry about how I'm talking to God. I mean, God has heard it all. He knows our hearts anyway. He loves us like crazy. He thinks the world of us. And we are told in Philippians 4 to just let Him know what's on our hearts, what we're thinking about, what we're concerned about. So I just want to encourage you that you're doing great. You're doing A-okay, and don't let any thoughts like that bother you. Just keep on talking to Him and keep being real with Him, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure, sure glad you called, Layla. We always love hearing from you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. I always love you guys' advice.
Well, good deal. Well, you call anytime. Let me put you on hold. I want to send you and your family this this devotional about Jesus. And I think when you really know who Jesus is, and I know you know who Jesus is, I know you know Him from your heart, which is which is wonderful. But as you look at these scriptures, you know, it's when you pray, you're gonna realize this is who I'm talking to, and as Andrew says, you have the freedom to be yourself. He's not expecting you to be anything other than who you are. So let me put you on hold. I want to send this to you, and I think you and your family will really enjoy working through it. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You hold on, Layla.
Boy, I love hearing from the kids.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Just a wonderful thing that they're in the Word of God. They're talking to their Heavenly Father, and it's just a thrill to my heart, as I know it is to yours.
Yes, indeed. Well, yes. Andrew, it's kind of interesting. We try to be so many different things as far as our Christian life is concerned. We try to do things to impress God. We try to do things to impress one another. And God is telling, yelling to us through the Word of God, just be you. I know you. You don't have to pretend with me. You don't have to wear a mask. I know you. I made you, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I brought you into being. So just be you. And how do we get people to drop the mask and just let themselves be who they are?
You know, for me, it comes down to three words. Righteousness is real. And, you know, for a lot of people, righteousness is a Bible word. Righteousness is a sermon word. Righteousness is a Sunday school word. But when you start realizing that your righteousness is real, that Christ did something for you that actually made you right so that you can tell jokes, he made you right so that you can be yourself. He made you right so that you can have hobbies and interests and not feel accused about them. He made you right so that you can talk to him without using King James English. He made you right so that you can be real with him. And yet here come all these alternative messages. And I think, you know, Layla is a beautiful young lady, and she's representing what we've all heard and what we've all worried about over the years. Am I being reverent enough? Am I loving God enough? Am I putting him first enough? Am I doing enough? Am I being enough? And we all, every single child of God, has confronted this question. And when we take hold of our rightness with God and really believe that he's talking about us, not some far-off Bible view of us, not some future version of us, but right here, right now, us, with our hobbies and our interests and our sense of humor and who we are, that we are really righteous, then, you know, things start making sense. I mean, you know, do I gotta love God more? Well, Ephesians 6 says we have an undying love for him. Do I gotta put God first? Well, the scripture tells us that Christ already has the preeminence, that he is above all things and he's creator of all things and he's first just by his very nature. So we start relaxing with God. We start enjoying him more when we realize he initiated, he made us right, and it's all because of him. So yeah, take off the mask, drop the act, be yourself. That's a beautiful way to live this Christian life.
Yes, it is.
You guys are talking a lot about masks here, so.
Well, I think we need to be like Paul and get on that road to Damascus.
that's about Christopherism.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Well, Layla brought up the issue of prayer, and we're going to follow up with it with this question from John. And he says, if you're struggling with the Bible, is prayer the best way to deal with it?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
I was just going to say that's a good question, and you know, certainly we want to pray, but what do we want to pray as far as Bible study is concerned? And I think we want to pray for the Lord through His Spirit to open our eyes so that we can understand what is being taught to us there. You know, the Bible isn't a mystery book. God wants to make Himself known to us. But it's spiritual truth, so it has to be revealed to us by the Spirit. So I think as we go into the Word of God and we recognize, first of all, that the Bible is a story about Jesus. It is really God's testimony concerning His Son. That's going to make a huge difference. It's not a rule book. It's not going in there and trying to figure out, you know, what are the five things I need to do today, or what are the 10 things that I need to do to gain eternal life? No, this is a book about Jesus. And as we go into it with that understanding, I think it's going to start to make sense. It's all going to start to fit together. And then the second thing is it's spiritual truth. And God has given us His Spirit as the teacher. And that Spirit resides in us. So I think we go into the Word of God with a dependent attitude on the Spirit of God to teach us truth.
Yeah.
He's promised to guide us into all truth. And then we realize that anything God has for us is a gift of grace. So it's a story about Jesus, the one who is full of grace and truth. We have the Spirit to connect the dots, so that we can respond to that grace of God that's been given to us in Christ and be raised to walk in a newness of life. So I think if we just look at those three things, Bible study really starts to make sense. And the Word of God, the life of it just starts to jump off those pages.
Yeah, there are plenty of people that are experts in the Bible. They've got portions of it memorized. They serve as professors in institutions around the world, and yet some of them still don't know Jesus Christ. I'll never forget one of my own professors in university decades ago came up to me and said, Andrew, you know, I don't get it. I've been studying the Bible for so many years. I'm a professor. I teach on it every day. But when people talk about being born again, I have no clue what they actually mean. I mean, he literally said that to my face. And how shocking that is at first. And yet we realize this is what Paul's praying for in Ephesians. I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened so you would know this hope that he's called you to, so that you would know the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. And, you know, two chapters later, he says, I pray that you would be strengthened to understand how gigantic God's love is. So if you want to know the riches of the gospel, if you want to know how gigantic God's love is, it's not about book knowledge. It's about submitting to him and depending on him and saying, Jesus, show me the Father. Jesus, show me your love. Jesus, show me how deep and rich and meaningful this gospel really is.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff right there. I love what Peter said at the end of his second letter. We're to grow in grace and grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what this Bible study stuff is all about, leading us to that point where we're growing in the grace of God and growing in our knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's when life really gets exciting.
Yeah. Well, the brand new devotional that we have is simply called Jesus. It is a 30-day devotional, and as Bob was saying to Layla, it will really make a difference for you and your family. We would love for our listeners, our donors, to have a copy of it, and we'll be glad to send you one as you make your January gift to support Basic Gospel. You can do that at basicgospel.net, and we would love, as I always say, we would love for you to partner with us. Well, a question from Ann, who writes to us from Griffin, Georgia, says, I agree with your teachings on salvation and forgiveness, but I do have a question. If we don't have to ask God for forgiveness because we're already forgiven, why did Jesus teach his disciples to pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us?
Yeah, well, look, first we have to say there are plenty of reasons to say no to sin, to turn from sin, to reject sin, to not let sin reign. Of course, that's a no-brainer for any child of God. Sin will never pay off. It'll never fulfill. So there are 1,000 reasons to say no to sin, but getting more forgiveness is not one of those reasons. Jesus did it all. He said it's finished. So why do we see him teaching these Jews 2,000 years ago that there's this idea of forgive us our sins and as we forgive others? Well, this is a law-based teaching. It's before the cross. It's before the blood of Jesus was shed. And he is saying, look, be perfect. Cut off your hand. Pluck out your eye. You want to see the perfect standard of the law? Well, if you got what you deserved, ouch, that's going to leave a mark. So you need the love and grace of God found in Jesus. It's the only way forward.
Absolutely. And hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Want to remind you again that in addition to the radio broadcast, there are other ways to connect with Basic Gospel, the program every day. You can connect online with our website homepage, basicgospel.net. You can watch for the live feed. That's a red link right there on that particular page that will appear just before 3 o'clock every afternoon. At that same spot on our homepage, you'll see links to YouTube and Facebook for the live video stream. You can also hear the daily broadcast with the Basic Gospel app. Any way that you connect with Basic Gospel is a wonderful way to connect with us. Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley, and I would love to hear from you as we present these broadcasts every day. And I hope you're listening, and I hope you will call with any question or concern that you might have. As always, the number 844-322-2742, that is good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. If there's something you'd like to talk with us about for tomorrow's broadcast, well, leave us a voicemail at that number, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. That's why we're here, to address your questions and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and we hope you'll support this ministry with your gift of any amount at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with thanks to Andrew for being with us today, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.